For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Punch Drunk Sports, guys. It's another fun episode with the whole gang here from Lesbian Land, Jason Tebow.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, America.
From Jew, New York, Ari Shaffir.
Isn't it amazing how technology can bring us together on both coasts and the middle garbage all together?
And joining me in studio is Stat Boy,
everybody. Hey, so, listen, there's a lot we want to...
A lot of stuff going on. Real quick, let's get into it. Guys, BetDSI, they signed up for another 3 months. Boom, bang. Go to BetDSI, use Punch Drunk, and get $10 betting cash. Got a lot of stuff.
The two words or one?
I don't know.
Try it both ways.
Try
it
both ways. Go both ways like Ari did in Thailand, okay?
And what a great week to use BetDSI with the great UFC coming up. You got NHL playoffs, you got NBA playoffs. It's a great way to win some money.
Ari, do you have a problem with us putting a fleshlight banner on our website?
It's just gross. It's fine. It's sports. Who cares? It's all guys.
If
anyway.
You don't want to do it, we don't have to. I mean, no, I'm totally fine. I'm just trying to think
about
how
much does it pay?
They'll probably give us the percentage of what we sell.
Oh. I mean, I'm not going to buy one, but, you know, whatever. Put it up. See how it works.
Okay, cool.
I'll take one.
Let's also.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst.
It's not. What would be the worst, sorry?
If it was not a sports podcast and we did that, if it was like Marc Maron putting a fleshlight banner up.
Well, he did Adam and Eve.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore, right?
Did he change that? Did he decide?
Yeah, it was early on when you needed like any sponsor. You're like, ooh, someone's going to sponsor me. It's just like, it ain't classy. It's fine. It's just not classy.
All right, we won't do it. We won't do it.
No, it's fine. It's fine for this.
This podcast where someone's going to breathe through a fart funnel, we want to keep it classy.
I'm saying it works for this podcast. I don't know.
Go to the website.
Just to being classy.
Well, I'm going to tape up the outside so I'm shaving to really get a fucking lock. Maybe seal
it. Hold on, but you know you have to suck my dick before this, right?
Oh, dude, I want to guzzle that cock.
You don't think I'm going to let you suck my dick? You're going to tell us.
I want to work balls.
Is there a way?
Balls, ass, hand,
is there a bet on
Is there a way that you could get the funnel long enough that you could be blowing him while you're blowing a hot hisser right down his cake hole?
Yeah, maybe if we do one of those flip moves that fucking girls, little girls do, where they keep flipping back and forth. You ever see that? Yeah, maybe that way.
That's so funny, dude.
You guys could just somersault your way to the comedy store.
You'd be like, bah, 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 bah.
Caveman Coffee. Go to cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports for 10% off your Caveman Coffee needs. I love Caveman Coffee. You love Caveman Coffee. And finally, go to Punch Drunk Sports. Use our Amazon links for all your Amazon needs. Now, real quick.
This is what Sam will sound like when we're doing the flippy flip. That was my voice. Now, this is Sam's.
My part of that, my problem with that whole thing is that you're assuming you're giving a great blowjob. That's the problem with that whole thing.
Like, he would.
You're
he
really
would.
Sucking some good dick right there. That's
I'm
what you're
coming
like,
out of would. The gates at an A-minus level.
He would. If anybody would, it'd be Ari. You know why? You know why? Attention to detail.
And he cares.
Now, real quick, Ari, before we get into anything, can we go dates out of the gates? Dates out of the gates?
Dates out the gates.
What do you got?
I got June 4th and June 30th. We got storytelling shows. This is not having storytelling shows in New York at Union Hall in the Stand. You're going to go to RETheGreat.com for tickets. They'll be up there later today or tomorrow.
Awesome. Dude, what do you got, Tebow?
Also, June 4th, I will be at the Up Comedy Club in Chicago with Al Madrigal, founder and president of All Things Comedy. And June 6th, 2 days later, I will be doing the Nasty Show at the Chicago Laugh Factory. It's 10 o'clock show, and you can get tickets at laughfactory.com.
That's awesome.
Hey, Al actually changed his name to founder and Fuhrer of All Things Comedy.
Founder and Fuhrer of All Things Comedy. Al Madrigal, everybody. Would it be founder and El Furio?
El Furio.
El Furio. No, Tebow, that has negative connotations.
That's negative. And that's not Spanish. Real quick, Frank, what do you got going on?
Just Roast Battle Tuesdays.
Roast Battle's on Tuesdays. Guys,
How's it going now without Rel?
What happened to Rel?
Hold on. Can I tell my thing, then can we go into that? Can I do my day tell game? Okay. Friday night, I'm El Velva Jones for the Butt, Sweat, and Tears show with George Perez, Joe King, and another person. And then I also and I'll be at the Ice House for the Down and Dirty show. And then June 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm at the Calgary Yuck Yucks. Come on out and get some, guys. Very excited about that.
Can I add two quick things? I want to make announcements. Not really dates out the gates, but if anybody wants to hang out, Saturday night, I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to be watching the UFC somewhere. So tweet at me if there's anybody's going somewhere cool Saturday in Chicago to watch a UFC. And then Monday, I will be going to the Chicago Cubs Washington Nationals game on Memorial Day if anybody wants to meet up at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
We've never had a friendship request thrown out.
Wait, hold on. Let's make it a fucking punch drunk outing. What are you going? What day is it? What show is it?
For what you're talking about for the Cubs game?
Yeah.
I'm going Monday, 1 o'clock game, Nationals Cubs. Yep.
That's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, 1 o'clock game.
Great. Well, then I'm going to announce something too.
Go for it.
What?
The 27th, Wednesday, the Wednesday after Memorial Day, Yankees weekday game.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
I don't even know. Maybe Kansas City.
Oh, that's cool. I have one more announcement. I will be doing laundry tomorrow. If anybody cares to wants to watch me do laundry, I'll be doing laundry tomorrow.
Periscope?
Will you Periscope doing laundry?
Let's have punch drunk meetups at sporting events.
I'm down with that.
Fucking tweet out where you're going to be at some inning and then fucking everyone meet up, take a picture or something, get a hot dog together.
I'm totally down with that, dude.
Punch drunk sports meetups.
I'm totally down with that. Someday Ari will give us his contact at UFC and we can start getting press passes and make this shit more official.
Are you going to go to Vegas for these things?
I might.
If we had press passes, I would.
It's just a drive, honestly, for you guys.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'll drive.
Okay, Frank, let's get in to this. What is going on with the roast battle?
All right.
Drink more water, Frank.
I know, right? What have you heard?
Nothing.
Nothing? All right.
In case you haven't noticed, I've been gone for 4 months.
That is a good point. Well, Rel's no longer is banned from the Tuesday shows.
Why? What happened?
Sam, put your phone away.
No, I'm not. I've decided I have to give him a computer so Frank can look up stats or else we're just adding a Mexican.
Not right now, you don't. Not right now. You can listen to this.
All right.
You're doing it still.
Who are you, my father?
Just listen to what he's saying.
Okay, go.
There was some disagreements and just Moses and Rel just kind of, just haven't really been getting
along.
So
who kicked out who?
Louder into the mic.
They just haven't been getting along. I mean, I don't know. It's just I've mostly just been working on the show and stuff.
Does Moses have the power to kick Rel out?
I don't know. I guess he got. Yeah, he banned him from the room. It's just they haven't been getting along, dude. That's the thing is they don't. I think it's kind of one of those things where it's both their faults in the sense they both kind of just haven't. They just both can't come to terms on things, you know. And it's the worst. It's the worst because it's like. Whenever I talk to other people about the shows, that's the one thing that comes up first and foremost instead of how awesome the show is like their drama and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't filled me in on anything, but it's just like, I know he's not there. But from moving on when he's not there, same thing, Jeff Ross isn't there anymore.
He just quit the show?
No, I don't think he quit. Just he's just been busy.
He's been in New York.
Yeah, he's in New York. So it's just like without Jeff Ross being there. And without Rel, because Rel, as a position of just one of the judges, he was kind of the guy keeping everything in order, you know, like keeping things like moving.
No, he wasn't.
No, not like in order, but in the sense that he was like, there was a show like last week where it was like the judges were kind of just like there wasn't anyone to rein them in. Like everyone was just firing and stuff. And it was funny, but it was just kind of thing. It was like it got
too
to the
chaotic.
Point. Yeah, it was too chaotic in the sense that it was like Moses was like.
That's all he has. Like real battle without the roast battle is like a unicorn without his fucking horn. He's just a horse.
Jesus.
It's just weird seeing it. Like, I mean, we're doing all right without everyone, but it's like, man, with everyone there, everyone clicking. And then when it's a good show, it's a great show.
Right. Well, really, Jeff runs it when he's there. I mean, he really like makes sure to say who to talk to.
Exactly. Because there's the whole like back and forth of, all right, now you get to talk. Now you
and
get
everyone
to talk,
trusts
you get to
Jeff's opinion on that
exactly.
stuff. He's such an old timer out of
exactly.
TiVo. I was just going to ask Frank something. When did this happen? Because I saw like within the last week, Rel Battle was talking about the roast battle on Twitter or something. So is this pretty new?
This is relatively happened within the past like 3 weeks and stuff.
Well, because okay. he put out a tweet about it being on Instagram and being on Periscope.
That's the thing is like it's a weird thing because it's like it's still both their shows. They're both still involved in it. You know,
I thought it was Moses' show and then Rel was just with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, I don't know what like all the upper stuff is. You know what I mean? I'm just one of the lackeys.
Yeah.
See, tell me what uppers are.
Uppers are a great thing. It's pretty much Sam's drug of choice. It's probably third or fourth on my list, but it's on the list. Don't
Sam,
think it's
take
not.
Over.
It's just uppers. Yeah, right. No, but it's just a new just battle a new now. Man.
Hey, so what's going on? I hear feedback.
Yeah.
Why are we getting
feedback?
I don't hear it.
I do.
I'm hearing
it. I do.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, it's gone. So let's get into Ari. Just get it out. Have fun with it.
I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed.
What happened? What happened? It was 3-1. You guys are already talking about the Western Conference Finals.
Who was it?
Granted, there were two games in Houston, but Game 6 was in
L.A. Yeah.
And they were up 19 points. You're up 17 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. No, we were up 19. We were up 19 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? You score 14 more points and you're done.
They missed 17 of their last 18 shots in the fourth quarter.
What were they doing? Were they just like taking running gun shots?
They weren't falling.
They lost by a little bit up 17. They were down like 10 with 3 minutes left.
Yep. I completely agree. I mean, dude, it comes down to a bunch of stuff. You know, if you listen to Brett Barry talk.
Just score. They gave up 40 in that run.
I agree with you, dude. They scored 40 in the fourth quarter. It comes down to a lot of stuff, dude. Here's what I got to say, dude. You know, there's a couple things. First of all, you know, when you see someone die for the ball and they're fighting and then they call a timeout – They did that like two or three. They burned through a bunch of timeouts. We didn't have a bunch of timeouts. They stopped running the offense. You know, and I'm gonna be honest with you, man. And I have this thread with Jason and a couple of our friends who are like Clipper fans, and I'm the only one who says this, dude. To live and die with JJ Redick is just like the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life.
Die with JJ Redick.
Yeah, they did. The both games that we lost the last two games was because Doc Rivers rode JJ Redick when he was having a horrible game. If you look at that game 7, not just the amount of shots JJ Redick missed, but the amount of turnovers, not just the amount of turnovers, but when the turnovers happened, were at key moments that he just threw the ball away over and over again. And because Doc Rivers, GM Doc, didn't get the job done. I mean, that's just it.
No. Coach Doc didn't get the job done.
Well, I would tell you that game 7, that Coach Doc staying with JJ Redick when he was having a putrid game is a big reason why we're having this
discussion. They came back from 15 down in the first half. They were down 3 to start at the beginning of the second half.
Right, and then it
they
goes
made it
back.
6, and all of a sudden it was 10 at the half. Then it suddenly was 3, like 2 minutes in the second half. And
JJ Redick was playing so poorly.
Pull up Chris Paul jumpers off the dribble.
JJ Redick was playing so poorly in that game 7 that I would have had no problem if he would have gone and tried to give Lester Hudson a shot. This guy's the guy who scored 30 points a game in the Chinese League, was MVP 2 years in a row, and when he's in, he hits shots. Now, halfway through, like, game two of this series, he has to get stepped out and pulled out because he said he was tired. And Doc's like, you haven't played for a month. So maybe Doc was a little hesitant to put him in. But I would have much rather gone with Lester Hudson than how badly J.J. Redick was playing, dude.
Okay, hold on. J.J. Redick took 12 shots and scored 10 points.
Yeah. That's what. And, dude, you're not counting foul. How many foul shots did he take? He didn't take one foul shot.
No. He was 4 of 12. You're saying he should have been 4 of 12 with two threes. That's like shooting 5 of 12.
Yeah. That's horrible, dude.
Half
your points come off two shots, and you miss everything else. And that how many foul shots did he have? How many turnovers did he have? Does it say that?
6. That's bad.
That's horrible, dude. At fucking very important moments in the game.
He also had 4 block shots. Dude, wow,
it was bad. And now there's this whole rift between CP3 and DeAndre Jordan at everybody's.
Sam. Where do you think that comes from? Because every article that I could see about that, all it really said was CP3 and DJ were at odds and ends throughout the year, but it never really said what the actual specific thing they were arguing over. Did you find anything that said that?
The word is that both Chris Paul and Blake Griffin don't feel like that DeAndre Jordan does not work hard enough on his game.
I mean, I was going to say, because he's like top 5 in block shots, led the NBA in rebounding, led the NBA in field goal percentage, granted a lot of that are dunks.
No,
he had a pretty fucking good year.
That dunk he had at the end there that he missed, they tried a tomahawk with the game already over. It's just like, dude, what are you doing? What are you showboating for when your team's about to be out of the playoffs?
It was unbelievable. I mean, like, dude, when we got down to 3, I thought we were going to come back. And then it's just... Dude, it was like watching your family get murdered. It really was. I was watching this going, my team is getting fucking murdered right now. And it was.
I think Doc's got to go.
No, dude. His contract's already locked up, dude. He's fine.
No, GM Doc's got to go, without a doubt.
Both of them got to go. That's a great team. And also, dude, Tom Crawford.
Look what he's done in 2 years. In 2 years, he got us further than we've ever been.
No, that's not true at all.
And further than that the next year.
That's not true at all, Tebow. That's not true at all.
Last 2 years...
No, Vinny Del Negro got us to the second round of the playoffs and had a 56-win team. The funny thing that Doc said that he's getting a lot of shit for is at the end of the
2013.
He goes, when he joined this team, when he signed up to coach his team, he looked at the roster and him and his friends kind of laughed going, what are we going to do with this team? And you're like, you have 3 guys in the top 3 at each of their positions.
Yeah.
And you had Eric Bledsoe still on the team.
Still playing well as well.
And you traded him for J.J. Redick and Jared Dudley, who the following year you shipped off with a first-round draft pick.
In his defense, Bledsoe wanted out anyway. Bledsoe was going to be gone anyway.
Bledsoe wanted a ton of cash, which you could have given.
Jamal Crawford took 18 shots in that game.
Yeah. I think – I don't know if Jamal Crawford's going to be around next year.
6 of 18.
Yep, 3 of them were.
I'm cool with getting rid of Jamal Crawford. Look how old he is. What is he, 37?
Dude, 9 3-point attempts.
There are so many 6'8 guys out there that can score.
39?
He's I think he's 35.
He's got to be older than that.
What's he up to?
DeAndre Jordan?
No.
Jamal Crawford.
He's 35. He's 35.
Okay.
Just turned 35, March 20th.
All right.
It's just ridiculous, dude. It's just, it's painful, man. It's painful to watch. And it was painful to watch, dude. It was painful to fucking watch.
$5 million salary.
Yeah.
$5.5 million.
I mean, like, dude, when he's on, he's great, but I just can't believe he's missing all these shots.
That team is great. They should be past they should be up to the Western Conference Finals and really competing for a world title.
To me, for the Clippers, the biggest problem for the Clippers, and Sam, you can agree or disagree, but it's everybody after 5. It's 6 through 12. It's that second team. It's the whole bench.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine with all 5 starters, dude, and I'm even fine with JJ. I know you and I disagree about JJ, and to some extent we disagree about DeAndre Jordan, but – for me, 6 through 12, it's everybody on the bench. It's that entire second team. There's nobody reliable. There's no reliable backup point guard. I mean, for the love of fuck, Blake Griffin was playing point guard for the last fucking 20 games, including the playoffs.
Yeah. There's no backup point guard, and
there's no three. There's no three.
And there's no reason, dude. You know, listen, man. White
and Hawes was a mistake. Hawes was a mistake.
Yeah, but everybody would have signed Hawes for that deal. Everybody.
So, I'm just saying, in hindsight, I'm not saying it was a bad move because I was excited about it. I'm saying, in hindsight, that was a mistake.
Ari, what are you dying, Ari?
What?
I think he's getting a quick snap whack in.
Yeah, I'm making some tea, but I'm listening.
Okay.
Is it organic?
Is it organic tea?
That was a mistake. That just didn't work out. That's nobody's fault. It's like an injury.
Yeah,
I happen to think now, moving forward, he's either going to have a half, and we can't move him with that contract.
I think you can move him. He's still 7-footer for $5 million a year
then move him.
On the
then
right
move.
Team. I mean, I would put him with J.J. Redick and try to move him to Denver or somewhere like that.
I hate J.J. Redick so much.
Dude, J.J. Redick's too good looking to move. That guy's hot as fuck.
I know you want to suck that guy's dick, but it's like,
I don't want to suck his dick, but I want to be his wingman. I want to be his wingman. I want to go clothes shopping with him.
I mean, what do you guys think? You didn't get past the second round again.
It's unbelievable, dude. After we beat San Antonio, I was like, dude, this is a different team. And then shit just started to fucking unravel.
They got past San Antonio.
The problem with J.J. Redick is he shouldn't be starting. He's a guy who comes off the fucking bench. He's 6'4", dude. What he does, and he's not a, listen, dude. The problem when you play anybody, if they have any tall guards, they just switch guys out. Let's say the Splash Brothers, right? When we play Splash Brothers, they move Curry onto Barnes, they move Klay Thompson onto CP3, and Harrison Barnes covers fucking JJ Redick because he's not a threat. And it's just like you allowed their best big guard to cover CP3 because JJ Redick isn't big enough and he's not a threat to anybody. It's got to go. There's too many 6'8" dudes out there that can hit threes that you need to go with a two. Our backcourt is too small.
Sam.
Yes. How do you really feel?
At the end of that game, how close were you to tears? How close were you to killing yourself?
I went numb, dude. I really went numb to the point where I'm like, I can't believe I'm like, this is a weird reality. I can't deal with this reality. It was mind blowing. I just could not. I was like, this just fucking really happened.
How many text messages did you get?
Dude, I started getting murdered by everybody. Everybody who knows me, it was either murdering me through text or murdering me on Twitter. I was just getting killed.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. You can just sit there and take it. All you can do is block people.
Yep.
This was JJ Redick's. It's the Laker fans too. They're like, finally, guess what, you guys? You're those are the worst.
This is
JJ Redick's conference semifinals. He scored minus free throws, which he didn't miss a free throw. He scored 13 points.
Of course not. He's white.
13 points on 12 shots.
I don't know. Is that good?
Yeah, that's very good. That's above 50%.
I just
two assists, two rebounds,
dude,
2.5 personal fouls.
I watched
two
the
turnovers.
Game. I watched the game. He just got lit up defensively. They kept shooting threes on him because he'd go under the fucking pick, and then he just stepped back and hit three. He never. It's just like, dude, that's just my opinion. Everybody can have whatever opinion they want. But
who should they have played? More Crawford?
I've always said start Crawford from the beginning. I would have played, and I said Lester Hudson. The guy can hit threes, man. He's another ball handler. He can hit threes, and he can play just as good defenses as J.J. Redick.
Come on, bro. Lester Hudson. Come on.
Ari, or Frank, what was the turnover ratio between the two teams in Game 7?
Let's see right here. Turnovers, 18 for the Clippers, 16 for the Rockets.
Yep.
Pretty close.
Pretty much a push.
32 fouls on the Clippers, 21 on the Rockets, but a lot of that came late.
Yeah.
So that's
the same. Steals are the same. Blocks are way better for the Clippers.
I mean, you don't want to put yourself in a situation to have to play a Game 7 on the road, and that's what they did, and they paid for it.
And now there's this big fight between CP3 and DJ, and everyone's like, DJ's gone. He wants another place to play, which I don't understand. The only place I would think that he'd want to go, maybe they're talking Dallas, maybe the Lakers, dude.
You think so?
Fuck that.
But it depends on where the Lakers draft.
He goes to the Lakers. I'm throwing bananas at his house. You know, normally people egg people's houses. He's getting a bunch of bananas thrown at his house.
Tebow, uncalled for. Jesus, uncalled for. Jesus Christ. I don't know how you guys play in lesbian land, but we don't stand for that here. Okay.
What are you taking that as a racist thing? No, I'm just saying I'm throwing bananas at his cave. That's all I'm saying.
Potassium.
Should we take a call?
Of course.
Yeah. Potassium deficiency.
Hello. No, it won't let me take a call. Hello. Oh shit.
Oh, whoa. Did I hang up on everybody?
Are you guys still there?
Nope.
Hello?
Oh, no, they're on hold. Here, I got you.
Ah, fuck
they,
yeah.
No, here, I got it.
Hang up. Sorry, guys. That was, why are we going to give you? Here, yeah, just make it big. There we go. Resume call. Yeah, we can't take calls while you guys
No, we can. I just hit the wrong button. Yeah, the plus.
That's just unworthy. Whoever that was trying to call back.
Oh, okay, so you just got to hit the plus.
You just got the plus. That was just me and my fat
hands. Ari.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Pelicans, man? Everybody's up for that job, man. All the good coaches want that job.
They're on their way up, absolutely. I mean, that guy wasn't cutting it.
I think you want Thibodeau.
I don't know. Thibodeau runs you guys into – Thibodeau might be good. He runs –
But they're so youthful. They're youthful, though. That's a youthful team that he could run them deep.
Alvin Gentry?
I actually like Alvin Gentry. The problem with Gentry is, like, he can take a great team and make them better. I don't know if he can take a good team and make them great. He's one of those guys that you need to have all the pieces there for it to work. Like, when he took over the Suns, right? They had Amari Stoudemire, Steve Nash. They had all the pieces still. And then when those pieces left, that team just crumbled, and he couldn't do anything with them.
John,
I think I should get Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher?
Yeah.
Or Gruden.
I think Gruden would be great for Pelicans.
Gruden winners.
Those are always the two names in the NFL. No matter who needs a coach, it's Bill Cowher or Gruden. Those guys could be dead for 3 years, and they're like, you know, they're talking about digging up Gruden.
They're saying John Calipari's interested.
Yeah, can you believe that? Calipari's like, he put his name out. But here's the problem. If Calipari took that job, he'd have to take a $3 million cut.
Where is he now?
He's at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hang up on.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Yeah, I'll figure this out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd be okay with Calipari. I think who else would be out there that's good?
Matt Notes is out there. The guy who used to coach Oklahoma City Thunder. He's out there.
What's his last name?
Scott. What's his name? Scott. What is the old coach from Oklahoma City?
Let me check.
I'm pretty sure it's not Matt Nost.
Matt Nost?
Yeah.
That was close. That was about as close as you're going to get. I'll take that.
What is it?
Say it again.
Billy Donovan?
No, the old coach.
Oh, that's old Gators.
Say it again, then T-Bone will tell you.
Matt Notes.
Nost? Yes.
Okay.
Second guess yourself.
So, Ari, how's New York treating you?
Oh, it's summertime here, man. It's springtime, pretty much. It's great. It's glorious.
All the models walking around.
So many hot chicks walking around. So many hot chicks.
New York City's great. I'm thinking about going out there.
Jesus is here right now. Jesus Trejo.
Yeah.
And looking at him, it's like you get girls that look like, but their bodies, and you see the ones that have like been proud of being doing push-ups all winter long, and they're just showing it off now. And it's like, fuck. And they're not as hot as LA girls, but there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's safety in numbers.
Oh.
What would you rather bang, one hot chick once or 70 ugly chicks
Scott
infinitely?
Brooks. It's Scott Brooks.
Dick for Talia. Oh, damn it.
Really? It's Scott Brooks. Dude, hey, it's that guy. Everybody is just moving quicker than you.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not used to an apple. Is my
shut up
an apple like the keys are all upside down in shiny shit.
Ari, are you slamming ham? Are you slamming a lot of ham lately? I mean, you're
no, I'm not.
Your TV's Ari Shaffir. How's that not happening? Please tell me you get a TV show and you get to slam more ham.
I don't know if I've been slamming more ham or not. I haven't gotten any straight from the TV show where a girl's like, I like you on the TV show. Let's slam some ham.
That upsets me.
That's more of a road thing. That's more of a road thing, though, right?
Yeah. It's your show. I caught eyes with a girl from Atlanta just staring at me. Then she reached out later and said she knew me from the thing, but she was with a guy, so I don't even know.
Ari, when I had my TV show back when television was black and white, do you remember that?
I remember the TV show with Kit Cope.
It was so weird because I would be like at a, like a Spike event, and I just sit there and like dudes would be staring at me, and I'm like, dude, I think this guy wants to fucking fight. And then I'd be like, dude, what's up? He's like, hey, man, are you on that show? I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, they would give you this weird stare. Like, you're like, oh, dude, I thought this dude's going to throw. And it turns out they're just like, oh, man, I'm a big fan of yours.
That's cool. Yeah, I haven't gone crazy. I've actually only had sex once in New York since I moved here.
You got what?
Really?
Only had sex once in New York since I moved here.
Why? Are you just busy working hard?
Fucked once in New York, one hooker. I was trying to look.
What? Hold on. Stop. You banged a hooker?
In Thailand.
Okay. Only, oh, by the way, you only did one. I know I missed last week's episode, but you only fucked one Thai boy?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a Thai boy. I pussed out of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really sad for you.
Now, did you puss out of it because you were worried you were going to get real feelings for him?
It was just, they were all, everyone was too grabby. The hookers there are so grabby. They keep, it's like, ugh, let me fucking think about it and go.
Yeah, they're hookers.
Hey, but it's just like too much. It's like a salesman at a store.
What do you want him to do? Hand you a note that says, do you want to fuck yes or no? Circle one.
Just stand outside. Let me pass. But when I pass, they'll go, you come in. And it's like, you got to like fight them off before you can even look and see if anyone's hot enough.
You know what the funny thing is like the way that the hookers act in Thailand is how we wish real women acted.
Yeah. They grab your dick as you walk by.
Dude. That's a big move, dude. Grab your dick. They're like, they know what buttons to push.
I want to go back. I want to backpack through all of like Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia, Myanmar, Laos.
How long does that take?
The rural next time.
That seems scary. They got like cobras and shit. Cobras are like squirrels here. There's cobras everywhere. Hey, look at that cute little cobra. Don't feed the cobras.
So Ari, so only one chick? Are you throwing game?
No, not really.
Ari,
I've been like wanting it.
I think you look like a New York City Jew, and that's why it's harder for you to get laid, because there's so much of you.
No, it should go up, because I'm a commodity here. It's like being a hot dude in L.A. There's so much of that, but they still fuck all the
time. No, that's not the same thing at all. Yeah. That's the weirdest logic I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They'll fuck a bunch.
No, that means there's more competition for you there. Here, you're mystical. You're like a weird Jew wizard.
In New York, he's like, granted, there's a lot of them, but he's at the upper tier of it because he's a TV show having kike.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, Tebow, Jesus Christ.
Did I say something?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? We don't condone that language.
Skype's acting weird there.
Uncalled for.
That's it, really?
I'm offended that you're using those words, dude. It's not cool.
Okay. My fault. I don't even know what I said. Oh, because I said TV show?
Ah, that's what Frank's joke just was.
Oh, that's who you just said that?
No.
Sorry, Spick, I didn't hear you.
Oh, come on, man.
It's Dina, but...
Dude, this is television's Ari Shaffir. People are going to be listening. Ari, what do you think of the whole controversy with Louis C.K.? I think it's, again, fake outrage, but what's your opinion?
I agree.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I think it's Saturday Night Live's new thing now.
Dude, there is no controversy.
Yeah.
There is no controversy.
But they try... No.
It's just a couple people, like, fucking yapping out. It's not... We're giving it attention. There is no controversy. The guy had a killer bit. The first I heard of it...
It was a great bit. I listened to it.
Hilarious.
My friend Avi Lerner wrote me and said, did you just see the monologue? Oh, my God. It goes balls, balls, balls. That's what he wrote. So I looked at it and I was like, wow. When he goes... It must be good from the child molester's point of view. And the whole crowd, I mean, this is a Saturday Night Live crowd. They'll at once go, oh!
Yeah, you could feel them.
You know what's
great
about that, though, is that what he did with his monologue as one of the greatest stand-up comics working today was he did real stand-up, what it's like to go to see stand-up at a real stand-up show, and he got an authentic stand-up reaction for that joke, which was shock and awe, and then they laughed at it.
No, I totally agree with that.
It wasn't cookie-cutter bullshit written by other people. And he goes, this is stand-up.
I think he's maybe one of the only of only a handful of comedians who could actually have pulled that off.
Well, because he has a stature. He has a stature.
No, that's totally
why.
People
not wanting to touch him, so that it's like they'll justify him a lot more. Now, if somebody like newer or younger did that, you wouldn't see many people coming to their defense. It would be just as okay, but you wouldn't see a lot of people coming to their defense.
Maybe the only other people that could have gotten away with that is maybe like Dean Del Rey, Tony Hinchcliffe,
damn,
and that's it. Dean Del Rey and Tony Hinchcliffe, that's it.
Oh, come on. I was just going to say
I thought it was really funny.
He justified it right afterwards. As soon as he was done saying it, he goes, I'm not saying they should. Like, he justified it immediately.
Yep. He was like, that's terrible, but for them, it must be great. But normal people like us,
I don't even know what outrage it was. Like, I just heard people are upset. I actually didn't even see anything that showed people upset.
No, Ari, it's Saturday Night Live's new thing, which is say something crazy and we're going to go to work and have people talk about and be fake outrage about this. If you look at, they do it over. They started with Leslie Jones with that whole thing about being a trap. Then the ISIS commercial. And then they just had one more thing. And then this. This is
Comedy Central does this with the roast, too, where they show, like, does so-and-so go too far in the roast? And, like, tune in Thursday at 7:30.
You know? It's fake
outrage. Watch a video. Then you watch a video that's brought to you by NBC that plays a commercial before it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just fake outrage.
It's not like it's borderline. Mike Lawrence said a few things that made sense to me. He goes, the people who are saying whether comedy's funny or not funny can never argue with the people who are saying if comedy is right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
They're arguing in different terms. And then Michael Che said something, too, who's on Saturday Night Live, and he goes, he's been blogged to death about shit he says, too. And he goes, that crazy lady with the bag on her head screaming on the subway, well, if she had a blog, you'd all be defending her.
Exactly.
Talking about what she said.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's like, and it, because
it looks like pretty words because it looks like a blog that's like professionally made, but they're just some guy writing it.
And it's just, and it's
a diary.
And the people bitching about it are all have alternative motives of they just want to get their fucking name out there so they could start writing books and selling shit and appearing on television.
And all the comics end up bringing it up too. To me, the comics shouldn't even bring it up. There's no controversy. I saw one thing only that made any sense on that. And it was some guy going, actually, a little lame that Louis did that joke about, like, how come the molester didn't molest me when that's like 10 years old that everybody's been doing? And it's like, all right, as a comedian, that's the only kind of like,
I would agree with that too, because I thought that too.
I've heard that quite a bit as well. Yeah, I've heard that
the rest is all fucking killer material.
And Louis C.K. isn't afraid to do that. Like on his big special that blew him up, one of his big jokes is about.
He started with nigger. He started with Tebow's favorite word.
Oh, what? Hey, okay, I cannot condone that language. Listen.
Twat is my favorite word.
No,
twat.
He opened up with his wife walking in on him masturbating, asking him, are you thinking about me? Which is like almost an open micer premise. You know what I'm saying? And not that I'm judging it because, you know, it is.
No, you're judging. It's okay to do that. When people say he's the best, he's untouchable, it's like, that's just wrong, man. He makes mistakes. So do all of us.
Yeah.
We're not perfect. He ain't an A+.
And you're going to touch on subjects that have been talked about because it's just life. If you talk about your life, you know, it's like Patton Oswalt once said, life is hacky.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, stop caring about it. The thing is, if you're in a club every night, you know, watching all the time, you don't make those jokes because you're aware of who else is doing them. But Louis can't really sit in the back of a room and watch.
Yeah, and hang out.
You know, he just can't. We have that benefit. When you see guys that are like Chris Tucker that are like getting ready for the special for 3 months when they haven't done comedy for 2 years, it's like, oh, you have no idea. Like, remember when the Crocodile Hunter jokes were all out there?
Yeah.
An early Survivor. You want to do a real Survivor, drop them in Compton, all that shit. Where it's like, yeah, man, 80 people are doing that right now.
Yeah.
There are all these big headliners who don't see everybody. They just did the material. They think it's original.
Yeah.
Not their fault.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
But it ain't that original.
It's
but
the rest is fake really outrage.
The thing that I thought of that today, the thing of the Louis C.K. fucking beating me to that thing where it's like, let's see it from the child molester's point of view. It's like, fuck, it was jealousy.
Yeah.
For getting into that shit first.
It takes balls, dude. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I do this joke right now about.
People like, it's not funny. Then blame the crowd. Because that's all we're going for is to make the crowd laugh. If you react later when you hear about, you weren't even watching. You're just hearing this with like.
I didn't hear a single boo. I didn't hear one person go, oh my goodness. I can't believe you said that. I heard everybody laughing. You got a huge applause break. He got a huge applause at the end.
And also, even if it's wrong, even if people say, like, this is wrong, I was molested, or my daughter was molested, it was hard for me. All right, then you ignore it the next joke. when he's then talking about something else.
Yeah.
You don't have to write him off and his career off completely forever. Just go, I didn't like that one joke.
Or you change the channel.
Honestly, if you're watching me, I do jokes, some of them are boring. So fucking, don't worry, the next one's a winner. I'll hit you with the winner when I'm working on new stuff. Before I leave, I'll give you one winner.
Is that the name, is that the name of your new album?
Hit
one
you with
the winner?
I'll give you one winner.
Hit you with a winner.
It's just dumb, and we shouldn't even talk about it. It's just fucking dumb.
No, I just wanted to get your take on it because it's just like I'm so over this fake outrage. And it's
talk about the outrage. Let's talk about how killer the sets were.
No, that was a great joke. That was a great joke. And I was like, wow, that's a really well-written bit, dude.
I love the mild racism bit. That was so good.
Yeah, and it's just truth. And the problem is you have a bunch of sheep who just want to act like stand-up comedy should be patty cakes. And you just talk, and it's like people who really love pop comedy, and then they look at pop comics like they're George Carlin or, you know, Richard Pryor. They try to prop these guys up when they're just doing stuff that we've all talked about and agreed upon before. But that's where they're comfortable with. But they'll go watch an Oscar award-winning movie like The Accused, you know, where it's like Jodie Foster gets raped on a
really
fucking...
Really shows a rape, yeah.
On a fucking pinball machine and be like, that's so brave. You're like, it's the same thing. You just can't get over that there's a laugh because you assume you associate laughter with fucking patty cakes. And it's not the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of times so-and-so mocks pedophile victims. It's like, what? First of all, mocks, that's every joke anyone does is mockery.
Yeah, someone's getting made like fun of.
Just say made fun of. That's what it is, made fun of. Don't use words like mocked.
Yeah.
Self-important.
I do a joke about how I got called creepy by this chick at a park and because this little Mexican girl came up to us.
Sorry.
And I was talking about how she's like 8-year-old Mexican. I talk about this on stage about how, like, one, I like fat chicks. And so there's nothing to worry about. And two, it's like, I'm out of this little girl's league. Like, if I was into that, like, she has nothing to worry about.
She has no chance.
Yeah, she has no chance with me, right? And, like, half the people laugh because they get it, how absurd that thought is. And half the people get quiet because they take it fucking literal. And you're like, why are you taking this literal? We're like 10 minutes into this weird fucking act you've been listening to. This is par for the course. Nobody's really fucking kids in this scenario. Nobody's doing it. So why are you taking it literal? It's just so stupid. But yet they'll go watch a movie where someone does that and they'll think, oh my God, that's so brave. And it's just like, it's because people think comedy should be patty cakes.
One dude's like, hey, I fuck kids, man. That's not fair.
Did I ever tell you the time that I was in Pittsburgh and I'm fucking just doing some crowd work, racking on the crowd? I look at this dude sitting in the corner. I go, you're creepy as fuck, dude. How many children have you touched? $10, you got a fucking van, and you could go around schools, and you creep people the fuck out. And he goes, ha, ha, and everyone laughs, and the show gets done. This hot chick comes up to me after and goes, you know who that is? That's blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he just got a jail for molesting children.
You called it right on?
Yeah, dude.
But it's like, guys, we're comics, so I don't think they understand this, that... We have to make jokes of things. We have to make light of things. That is our job.
Right.
So if you're coming, expect us to be making light of things.
Oh, my God.
Make fun. We want fun to happen.
Yep.
Also, the weird thing is,
guys,
those people... What?
Can we add somebody?
I think Andrew Dice Clay is calling in to talk about being banned from Saturday Night Live.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the call in because it doesn't have the plus on it.
We'll just take the voice.
Yeah. Then what's the? Oh, do we have it? No.
Just read off the number.
Well, I don't know what the number. Okay, it's where is it?
Can't see it.
I don't know how to take in the call.
It might end in 1295.
But I don't know how to take in the call with you guys both on. That's why I gotta get GoToMeeting, dude. You can take calls and you got the meeting going.
What if I do this, does it help? See if this... Wait, hang on. I wonder if I can take it.
Have Dice call you. That totally helps, dude. How are you?
What did I do?
I don't know why that got me.
That's why you're on television. You just think at another level.
What'd you do, Ari?
Ari just...
Oh, that helps.
Oh, shit.
Did that help?
Did I raise the antenna at all?
Yeah, Dice. There we go.
Dice just texted me he misses the fat man.
where is, can we
Have him call it. Can he call into Ari?
Who is it? Who's calling?
Andrew Dice Clay.
If you have the number, you can just enter it in.
Can he have them text me the? Can he text me the number?
Is it really Dice?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I will tell you this while you guys are figuring it out. The weird thing is the social justice people, the bloggers, they are never trying to educate comedians. They're just angry.
Yeah.
They're never trying to say, here's what you didn't consider. Sam, it's okay. You don't have to agree with me if you're not listening.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
This fucking guy. You think I'm fucking updating my Twitter account? I'm trying to get
you
this.
You have your phone on and you're looking at the computer. So not you gave me the. Yeah.
I just text Sam. I just texted you Dice's number.
Okay. Put in this number.
So Dice, if you're listening, we're gonna try calling you.
We're gonna hit you one time, Dice.
And then Ari, I'm really worried you've been rifling through his affairs that it's gonna be.
Do it. Who gives a fuck?
I haven't been to his house in years.
What are you using a payphone? Hey, don't forget to put a quarter in. No, nuts.
25 cents.
Is this the guy?
Yeah.
He brought his drug self.
This is so bad. This is so bad. What just happened?
Somehow this show gets worse and worse every year. Technology gets better, but we go down.
Next, you're gonna hear.
Hit plus.
Oh, what? It won't even let me.
Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna figure this out, dude.
Or I don't know how. We were able to do it last week.
Aaron, can they call us in? Should they call it? How can we
come on.
Take a call?
We got it. Let's work last week. Remember, Ari, we took calls.
Yeah, it's great.
We're hanging up on people.
It's just no Armenians, bucks.
Sam's a technology bad luck charm. Because whatever we did, we were able to get it to work. Uh-oh, I think Frank's pushing shit. Looks like it might be working.
Frank's pushing shit. Oh, you guys are real clear now.
I know. So are you, dude. You look good. What happened to your shirt?
That's over there.
Yeah. Nice. Mine's right over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Come on. Here we go. I think this is Dice. I think this is Dice.
Hello, Andrew. Dice Clay.
It says it's connecting there.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
It's ringing. Uh-oh.
Yeah, look.
Oh, welcome to the show, Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, you guys are talking about SNL controversy. It's the king of controversy himself, the Dice Man.
Dice, how's it going, buddy? It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's Tebow, Jason Tebow.
I never heard of you.
I know. We've talked only every time you've ever called in, but yeah.
Never missed this.
Yeah, show. Okay. Where's Ari?
Ari's here in New York. I'm goddamn New York.
Yeah, well, don't go to Brooklyn because you're banned from where I'm from.
Why is he banned from Brooklyn? We know why he's banned from your house. Why can't he go to Brooklyn?
You know what he did. He was rifling through my affairs, and you don't go through my stuff, Ari.
I was not rifling through anything. I was towards your desk because you said you had a gun in there.
Yeah, I call you now the rifleman because you're rifling through things.
The rifleman.
You're like Chuck Person from the old Pacers. You didn't think Dice Man knew his sports, but I know a few things, Ari.
All right, Dice.
Ari, why were you rifling through his affairs? That's complete bullshit.
No, he shut up, Tebow. He made me a bet that he said he had a gun, and I said, I'll bet you $10 you don't. And he goes, I'll bet you $1,000. And I was like, you don't. And he goes, if you look in here, I'll be so fucking angry. And I didn't look. I just went over there, and Freddie Soto said, Ari's rifling through your stuff, and look where Freddie Soto is now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what happened to Freddie Soto?
Ari, you killed him because he knew too much?
Yep. Ari killed Freddie Soto.
I did not.
Now you're banned from New York City. You may have to move to Canada.
No, guys, please. And also, no, you can't ban me from anywhere except your house.
Look, Ari, I'm going to ban you from the Storyteller Show. I'm hosting the whole second season.
There you go. You just got kicked off your own show, fuckface.
I'm doing the second season to promote my Showtime show.
That's awesome, Dice. Now, Dice, have you been? Did you get banned from Saturday Night Live?
No, remember back in the day, that guy, Norma Dunn, boycotted my show because she said, oh, he's going to do profane language. And it was a whole big deal. And guess who killed SNL? The Dice Man, as usual.
Yeah, it's true.
Nice. Nice.
When we see Kay, the stuff he did the other night isn't even edgy enough to go before my poems.
Dice, would you happen to have any new poems you've written?
Yeah.
I got a couple.
I would love to hear a brand new one.
Hickory Dickory Duck, Army can suck my cock. He rifled through my affairs, and now he's going to die.
That ain't a rhyme.
That's not a rhyme at all. It's only an explicit rhyme, but it's not a rhyme.
It's called avant-garde poetry, Ari. Read up on it, dummy.
I think that was a haiku, Ari.
It was a slant rhyme when they seem like they go together, but they really don't.
I love that one. You got any other new ones you want to throw out there? Because I really like that one.
Here's another one.
Good.
Jack and Jill were in Ari's apartment, rifling through his affairs. There's even a Mexican guy who died a couple years later.
What?
Dice, you haven't lost a step with those poems.
Some of these I'm working out, so they're not fully where they need to be. But you get the gist.
Yeah.
You need some more?
I would love another one, at least one more.
Little Miss Shafir was sitting on a tuffet, eating the Jew food and whey. Then came Ari's father, the rabbi, and they fucked her up the ass.
Why would the rabbi do that? That's against what he believes in.
Is it against like Jewish culture to fuck in the ass, Ari?
No.
I like they were eating their Jew food.
Are you Jewish, Dice?
I observed the holidays. I always sit to my place. You've had some of the arugula.
I led Passover services once at your place. The Seder.
It was before you were banned, it was a beautiful thing, but now you can't do it no more.
So fucking funny,
yep.
Dude.
Now, you moved, though. I mean, you have a new place. Aren't I just banned from the old residence?
It's every residence I own. Even when I go to heaven, you're not allowed to come near me.
I don't think he was going there in the first place, Dice.
And neither are you, Dice.
Always going to Thailand. I saw the pictures. Admit you fucked a man over there.
I did not fuck a man. I wanted to, though. I'm not as homophobic as you.
You should think about it.
Homophobic, I love Pegatitos.
Hey, Dice, I know a lot of times you do a lot of hanging around with an old friend of ours from the Comedy Store named Wheels. Is he there with you?
You want to talk to this guy? Is that what you're saying here?
Well, I wouldn't mind saying hi to him. You know, we're all old friends with Wheels.
Hey, Wheels, I don't know why, but these guys want to talk to you.
Hey, guys, it's Squash Wheels here. Yeah, when you were in Thailand, did anyone mention my wife? She's actually royalty in the Philippines.
Oh, royalty in the Philippines. Wow, yeah, you never known the lie.
It's a completely different country. Doesn't make the lie any truer, but it is a completely different country.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you guys saw the Pacquiao fight. I actually did some the crowd warm-up for it.
I did the Pacquiao fight, and I thought they had an undercard.
Yeah, but I was before the undercard. I did like a half hour. It killed.
Really? Because I've never seen you do 30 minutes.
Tom Brady was throwing money into the ring. Gronkowski helped me pick it up.
Reels, you've lost a lot of weight lately.
Yeah, what's going on?
Get back to my weight when I played Florida State football.
Oh, wow.
You did not play Florida State football, Wheels.
I did play Florida State. Ask me what the coach's name was.
Wheels, you know what? What was the coach's name?
We just called him Coach.
Okay, that's
very proof. We just called him
Coach. Wheels, I got a question for you. I got a bone to pick with you, Wheels. You told me that you had done the Late Late Show early on, and I met the booker for the Late Late Show, and he was like, oh, hi, yeah, I booked the Late Late Show, and I was like, oh, you know my friend Wheels, and he goes, no, and this is right when first I took over, and I was like, Wheels, recent, and he goes, no, I've never heard of him. I goes, oh, well, he did the show, I guess probably before you, and the guy goes, no, I'm the only one who does the show. And so,
Michael Parisi.
Yeah, so I asked him that. I said maybe he wanted his real name, Michael Parisi. not Wheels, his nickname. And he goes, no, I've been there since the beginning. No one by that name has ever done the show. And then it hit me because you're a huge liar and everybody says what a liar you are, that you probably lied to me about doing the Late Late Show. And it's not
did even- I say Late Late Show? I meant Letterman.
I also would have accepted Late 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 Show.
The Later Show.
The Later Show.
Did you test this guy for concussions or any sort of brain trauma?
No, I did not.
Good question, Wheels. Good question.
He could have all sorts of memory issues.
That's a great point.
Are you saying you did do the Late Late Show or did not do it?
Yeah, I did that Letterman and the Tonight Show.
So, can we find it on YouTube or anything?
Anything?
Do you want me to look it up right now?
It could be tough, but you could try it.
It could be tough. That's a good point.
I bet it could be tough.
I'm on Last Comic Standing right now.
You're on it right now as we speak?
Yeah, while I'm on the phone. This is my set.
Now, Wheels, you said you did 30 minutes before the Pacquiao fight doing a little audience warm-up. Do you remember any of your bits or any big closing bit that you did or anything?
Yeah, the big closing was, you were driving on the, you're like, hey, how do I get here in L.A.? And they're like, get off, take the 405, get back on the 10, and you're in Long Beach, get on the 7. It kills other places outside of L.A.
It's weird that a very specific to Los Angeles joke would do so well in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big L.A. crowd. And they were just so into the fact that my wife is Filipino royalty, and there was a lot of Filipinos there for Manny.
Now, when you Wheels, say, what do you have to say about the rumors that you're the worst?
I've never heard those, but I could name at least four guys who are probably worse than me.
I would love to hear those names. What are the four guys that are worse than Wheels Parisi?
I mean, it was tough when Fat James died because there was one that got eliminated.
Okay.
Mugzilla?
Okay, Mugzilla. Well, I will agree with you on that. Yes, I'll give you that one.
You just gotta think about it, too.
Mugsy.
Okay. Having a little trouble. Hey, guys, are there any names of people who are worse than me? I can't even think of one, Wales.
Hey, Wheels, do you know whose birthday it is today?
Is it Mugzilla?
No, it's George St. Pierre's birthday is today. Can you believe
that? Right?
Yeah, today's George St. Pierre's. I wonder if he'll ever call in today and tell us what he's going to do on his birthday. It's been a while.
How old is he?
I don't know. How old is he?
I'm not sure.
He's actually a good friend of mine.
Is he?
I bet he is.
How did you meet George St. Pierre, Wheels?
How do you think I lost the weight? I've been training with him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he got me the gig in Vegas for the Pacquiao fight.
Hold on.
Also, how would former welterweight MMA champion...
34.
Middleweight.
He's got a lot of juice in the biz.
In boxing.
He also got me the Late Late gig.
You were probably on that show, according to your own story, long before George St. Pierre was in the UFC.
Before he was fighting, though, he was booking comedy.
Of course, because there's nobody better at booking comedy than George Rush St. Pierre.
He's got a good guy.
Can we talk to Dice real quick?
You're still talking to these guys? What are they even asking you?
Dice, man.
Well, give me the fucking phone, you fat idiot.
Jesus.
French guy's my best friend. He takes that abuse. How good is he?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Well, Dice, man, we're excited you called in. It was a great call. I saw your Showtime little comedy special. It was great. Congratulations. How's the feedback?
I was emceeing. Isn't that crazy that I got those people on TV who had no business being on it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, man.
Isn't that the joke? It's like me and Hot Tub Johnny are both laughing. Like, look at this.
Hot Tub Johnny.
Jesus, Tebow.
Well, Dice, call in anytime you want. We got a big day. We're going to break down George St. Pierre's birthday and all that stuff. So, call in anytime, bud.
Okay, hey, Ollie, go fuck yourself. You're bad. The hammer's coming.
The hammer's coming for your Junos, Ari.
It looks like a burnt cannoli.
And we just lost Dice.
Now it's facing you.
God damn it.
Hang up on that one. Dustin keeps calling in. We just can't do these calls right now.
Oh man!
All right, that looks like a turtle head.
It looks like a fucking kid holding an earthworm.
Shh. Don't talk about me.
Oh, God. Ari, Jesus Christ. Hey, so, Tebow, let's talk about the Pats right now.
He's not appealing suspension.
Yeah.
They're just going to take all their medicine. That's another thing that we predicted on this show that was totally right. Everyone's.
I said they'd appeal and lose, but he's like, all right, fine.
I was pretty sure. And, you know, while this is going on, not unlike Tripoli, you know, how we have those text threads with all the Clipper fans, I got all my Red Zone guys that we work together, we're kind of talking about that. And I even told you that, I don't know if I told Ari, but I told Sam about a day before the suspension dropped that Brady was going to get about probably 4 to 6 games. He wound up getting 4 games. And everybody on that thread was like, even if they appeal this, they're going to lose it. And I think Roger Goodell told Robert Kraft, you're wasting your time fighting this. We're going to stick to our guns. All you're doing is wasting the NFL's time, and you're wasting your money with your lawyers. So you might as well just take your medicine. And then Robert Kraft conceded.
Wow.
Yeah.
So four games for Brady. That really drives up the fantasy value of Jimmy Garoppolo, who will be starting 4 games for the Patriots.
Well, hold on.
Brady, who's going to miss 3 games. And then where do you draft?
Guys.
I think it's two different things.
It's two different things. New England, the Patriots are doing and what Tom Brady are doing are going to be two different things. New England is accepting the fine and the loss of draft picks.
$1 million in the draft picks, and
Brady's going to go on with it, and he's going to lose. I think they'll reduce it to maybe 2 games. That's my opinion.
Nah, they're not going to reduce it.
I think they will. I think they will reduce it to 2 games.
Why? They're not appealing it.
No. It's two different things.
The Patriots are accepting $1 million fine and the loss of two draft picks.
Brady's still going to appeal.
And then
the team itself is.
Brady autonomously is still going with his appeal, but I'm from what I hear, he's not going to win and he's still going to have a 4-game suspension.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, if they cut it to anything, I can see him cutting it to 3 because week 4 is their bye week.
Yeah.
So really, they would be without Brady for 5 weeks at least at the facility.
Wait,
he can't even be at the facility? Can't even go?
Correct.
You know what they should do is sit him like weeks like 5 through 8 and really get him rested, you know? Let him play the first 4 games.
Yeah, a lot of times when you get punished, you don't get to use it to your advantage.
That'd be great if you could pick when you wanted your game.
I know.
Okay, we'll take week 4, week 8. It's almost picking lottery numbers.
We got the Jaguars at home. We're going to take the Jaguars at home. Yeah. Week 9, that'll be the first time we suspend him. But, you know, if anything, from what I hear, if it gets cut down, it would only be cut down to 3 games because then week 4 is their bye week. Week 5 is at Dallas, which would be the last game of his suspension. So if anything, they would take the Dallas game away. He'd miss the first 3 weeks and then he can come back on the bye week. But, dude, 3 to 4 games with Brady. If you're going to draft Tom Brady, you're going to want to handcuff him with Garoppolo or something like that.
Yeah, you could pick Garoppolo up just as that, or somebody else to try to block you with it, I guess, probably.
Yeah. And, you know, he only has value for 3 weeks.
But this might be the beginning of the end of Tom Brady. If that kid plays well.
I don't know, dude. Brady.
Nah, he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know.
He just won a Super Bowl.
I agree.
Sort of. He won the Super Bowl
3 months ago.
You know what's weird? He won the Super Bowl, and you hear how great Tom Brady is forever and ever and ever, and that's all you hear. And he is great. He's a winning quarterback, and we know that. He won the Super Bowl. The one that he won before this was a decade ago.
Wow.
I feel like Tom Brady's, according to the media and ESPN, feels like Tom Brady's been in the Super Bowl every year for the last 15 years.
Well, he has been in the playoffs every year, and he gets close a lot.
And he did lose one to the Jets or Giants in that window.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what,
last time he won one was 10 fucking years ago.
I'll tell you what, though. This is really fun because, I mean, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. The Seahawks gave it away at the end there, whatever, but...
I'm not running it.
I mean, everybody knows that. But in the end, the trophy belongs to New England. And this is just fun to fuck with the Super Bowl champions. You just say it to a fan. Like, oh, you know, whatever, you cheated, but it's fine. And they get so angry. I, like, take their side. Like, yeah, I would totally do that. If I could get away with it the way you guys did, I'm saying it's worth it that you cheated.
It's literally like finding out the Lakers in Game 7 – took their rim and made it like 1/2 inch bigger and then switched it to the other side for the second half.
Yeah.
And then won Game 7. And so every time a Laker fan talks shit, you can be like, yeah, but you cheated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun too because they go, okay, well, after the balls were deflated in the second half and they were normal, they outscored them 28-0. It's like, oh, yeah, but that's because you got home field advantage because of all the cheating you did.
Exactly. Every time.
Everybody cheats, dude. It just, you got caught twice now. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You got caught twice cheating.
It's like bad at cheating.
It's like a guy who wraps his car around a fucking telephone pole and with a DUI, and then you see him with a wine cooler a week later. It's like, okay, wine cooler by himself with anybody else, it's not a big deal. The guy who just wrapped his car around a telephone pole, now we got a situation.
Yeah.
But enough about me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, let's get into UFC. It's coming up this week. I think it's this week, right, Ari?
It is Saturday night.
Yeah. Saturday not so right for fighting. Saturday
one,
not so
187.
All right.
Let me look up.
And what an incredible card. This, to me, is the best UFC fight card we have had in years. Even the undercard, even the prelims are better than a lot of the fucking pay-per-views that we've had
lately. Mike Lyle, Colby Covington is a decent fight. I will tell you what, I rethought who I want Anthony Johnson to face for the world title.
Okay, are you calling for a stoppage of this fight and you want to replay somebody right now? Are you calling for that?
No, it's just that I still wouldn't make it a world title. It's just like there's no one qualified. Gustafsson just lost to Johnson too.
All right.
It's just like there's nobody really qualified to fight for a title right now.
I don't know, dude. These two guys are pretty badass.
Cormier
Johnson's qualified to fight for one. Cormier just did and lost easily.
Right. Who's number two?
Dude, look at this lineup. It's pretty fucking stacked.
The whole thing is stacked.
Cerrone. Anytime Cerrone fights are happy. Andre Arlovski come back against Travis Brown. That's going to be one-sided for Travis Brown.
Yep.
Oh, dude, that dude's huge.
John Dodson is fighting on the prelim.
On the prelim. Look at that.
Dude, like I said, the prelims are better than a lot of the pay-per-views that we've had recently, if you include some of the cancellations and shit.
It's almost like
Johnson lost once, and it was a title fight since 2010.
Dude, you got Anthony Johnson Cormier. You got Chris Weidman Belfort. You got Cerrone. You got fucking Travis Brown, Orlovsky, Benavidez, Moraga. John Dodson, dude, this whole fucking card
is really solid. It's really solid.
Uriah Hall's on there.
Do you think they had to do this because of John Jones drop? Like, that whole thing, they're like, we got to make this.
No, dude, this is already set.
This card is already set. John Jones was on this card. The card was actually going to be even better with Jones on it.
Yeah, that just happened a month ago. I mean, but does anyone care about Daniel Cormier? What if he wins?
Dude, he's a fucking good fucking fighter. You act
he
like
is a good fighter, dude. He's a good fighter.
I know, but he's
15-1. And the fight that he lost, he didn't get completely murdered. He didn't get knocked out. He didn't get tapped out.
He got picked up and thrown down for 5 rounds.
Sure. He lost to the fucking arguably the greatest fighter on the planet. Up until all this bullshit that's been going on with John Jones, he was the consensus greatest fighter on the planet. And that's the only loss that Cormier has had.
Well, to me, he still is. He didn't get caught for steroids or anything. He's like, he's still the best fighter.
I still think he's the best fighter,
I'm not going to argue with you.
Has he said anything to John Jones? Has he, like, been public at all?
Yeah, he just put out a statement that says that he's definitely coming back.
On what?
I was on his website, bananas.com, and it sounds like he's, like, really working hard and everything is going good.
Jesus. What is wrong with you, dude?
I can't hear you. The Skype's being weird. What's that, guys?
What's wrong with you, dude?
Food? What'd you say? What?
What is wrong with you? Why do you...
Oh. Dude, I didn't make his goddamn website.
Jesus Christ. Like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing, Sam?
I'm trying to make something happen.
What? I'm saying what? I know you're trying to do something.
I think GSP's trying to call in, and I think Sam's trying to make that happen.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying my hardest. It's a little funky right here. We have to figure this out.
Armenian hardest to try? What does that mean?
What's that?
When an Armenian says, I'm trying my hardest, what does that mean to an Armenian?
Why can he say that kind of stuff? But I can't call him the K word or Frank the spick word.
You can call me a
people. So you're talking about
dude, I got nothing against black people except for when they act like idiots. I hate all people that act like idiots. White people, black people.
What is wrong with you?
Jews.
What is wrong with you, Tebow?
Jews, wetbacks.
Why have you become so ornery in fucking Indiana? What has happened?
Yeah, it's partially boredom. Partially,
you know what it is, dude?
Partially, I've seen the light.
He's been around too many white people for too long. Where you can just...
really go to Chicago. Go to Chicago. There's not that many white people in Chicago.
He's in Indiana. There's too many white people.
Oh, why he's so racist?
Yeah, because when you're around just white people, you can say race shit and everybody laughs.
Hey, yeah, yeah, but
nobody laughs. Nobody laughs. We just hug and high five.
Is this them right here?
No. Oh. We've tried to call. We tried to get Dice. I mean, GSP on. It's just not going well. So let's get into our predictions. Who do we think's going to win this shish kebab?
Where are we watching it?
Well, let me think. Hang on, let me pull this up and I'll look at some.
By the way, they're calling you Red State Teeb, by the way, on
Twitter.
That's
hilarious.
I'm going with, the guy. I'm the only one. I'm incognito up here. I'm living with lesbians in a red state.
Incognito?
I think Weidman versus Belfort should be the main event and not Johnson Cormier.
I'm incognito. Who do you think should be main event? I agree with you.
Weidman Belfort.
I think it should have been flipped once John Jones was taken off.
Yeah, exactly. They're co-main events, and they're both going to be good fights, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but it should be Weidman Belfort last.
Do you know why they didn't go with? They didn't flip it because Weidman gets hurt so much. So it's why flip it when he might end up pulling out of the fight anyways.
Yeah.
Well, then you just flip it back.
Yeah, but they just don't want. Why just leave it there? Because, I'm with you on that one. It should be, but he just gets hurt too much.
Yeah, but if he gets hurt, you got to make new fucking graphics anyway.
I'm going with Johnson. I'm going with Johnson. I'm going with Weidman. I'm going with Cerrone. I'm going with Travis Brown. I'm going with Travis Brown, and then I'm going to go. I like Dodson. I like Benavidez.
Yeah, I'm going with that whole left side of the card. Whoever.
So
that
am
is.
I. Everyone on the left side of that card, I like.
Going on Kim over Josh Berkman. I'll give it that too.
So will I.
And then Uriah Hall versus Rafael Natal. I don't really know that one.
I'll go Uriah Hall on that. No questions asked.
Ladies,
look at these chick fights, dude. This is so
chick fights.
And I'm going with that Rose chick because I liked her on Tough.
Yeah,
I think instead of calling her women's straw weight, they should call it women's strawberry weight.
A strawberry weight,
because you just want to pick.
What about strawberry?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
What about women's strawberry short weight?
Something about a girl that can kick her ass. It's hot.
I thought you were going to say shortcake.
Strawberry short weight.
I like it a lot.
You know what? What fight I'm really excited about is the one where they have no pictures for the two guys. That's always a good sign.
Oh, Leo really cunts.
You guys couldn't even locate a picture.
11-0, 17-1-1, no pictures.
There's even pictures of all four of us on the internet. There's no pictures of these guys.
I love that one guy's name is literally Leo Cunts.
Where?
His name
Who's
is
that?
Cunts.
I will never root against a guy named Cunts.
He's, on Wikipedia, he has no link to his name. He does not have a Wikipedia page.
But I guarantee you, if you put Cunts into the internet, that you'll get a lot of pictures.
A lot of pictures.
Definitely have a Wikipedia page.
Where are you going?
Sam Ripley has a Wikipedia page. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do.
Is Tebow, you think?
There's no way. There is no way. But I am on Urban Dictionary.
You are not.
Yes, he is. There's oh, no my Irish God, dude. Uriah Hall is fighting. I mean, Hall is fighting on this fight, dude. That guy's awesome.
We were just talking about that.
Wow. Yeah. This is a great card. Starting from the prelims, it's a great card.
This
dude.
Is the best card we have had in maybe 5 years.
What are you doing?
What's happening?
What are you doing?
This is the card where we where they put together after they got so much shit for all their other cards. You know, where they're just like, your cards suck. You put out shitty cards like, oh, yeah? Look at this. Yeah, we're going to put everybody who's ever fought for us on this one card.
Two title fights and two of the biggest titles. Not one of those little shitty titles nobody cares about. This is great. And Cerrone. You got two title fights and anytime Cerrone fights.
Yeah.
You're fucking golden.
I'm so glad I'm not working Saturday night to actually be able to watch this. You know what I'm saying? I always end up working. I'm on the road all the time during this fight.
What time are they on? 10? 10 East Coast?
Yeah, probably 10 o'clock our time.
10 o'clock your time? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on at 10:30. I'm off by 10:45. I can watch this. I can watch most of it. It's 3 hours, right?
Yep.
Off by 10:45. Yeah, I'll get there in time for the Cerrone fight. That'll be great. I haven't seen a fucking fight in forever.
This will be a good one, too. I'm really excited for this.
Dude, I know you guys hate boxing, man, but the fight
thing... I don't hate boxing. Ari hates boxing. I love boxing.
The fight they had...
I just hate boredom.
No, dude, you should have watched these fights on HBO this weekend. They were great, dude.
They were great last weekend, too, with the fucking... Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez fight was fucking incredible. Toe-to-toe... Three knockdowns and a knockout. It was great. Alvarez is just amazing. His only loss. He has one loss. The kid's incredible.
Dude, the fight they just had was...
Gone.
On HBO. No, dude. I'm telling you, you would have loved these fights, dude. You would have loved these fights. And this Golovkin guy, Gennady Golovkin, is so...
Golovkin.
Remember Golada? Remember Golada?
Glove, like a boxing glove with kin at the end of it.
Golovkin? Golovkin?
Yes, sir.
Do you guys remember Andrew Golada?
Of course I remember Andrew Golada.
How much money did he make?
Probably enough.
No.
The question is, how much money did he save?
None.
Dude, it's so... Dude, these two fights are so good, man. This guy, this Golovkin guy, he talks like Steve Martin's Wild and Crazy Guys. Have you ever heard... You remember that? He's like, I put on big-time drama fights...
Dude, he's
time.
Badass. He's the best. You come, you fight,
and then the guy who went on before him, you have to see this kid. This kid who fought before him, man, is so good. This Chocolatai kid, his last name is Gomez, I believe. Oh, fucking, dude. I've never seen anybody just, he's fighting his former world champion, and he just started to light this dude up, man. It was one of the best fights I've ever seen. Look up the last HBO card, and then we can fucking talk. Dude, if you can go watch the highlights of this kid's fight, Ari.
Jesus Christ.
Is it Tebow?
Fuck.
Tebow, stop. What are you doing?
This is the same fucking shit you guys did. I'm seeing if I can get this to work. GSP keeps hitting me up and saying we call him. See if it works.
Dustin, we know you tried 20 times. I do not understand that this system is kind of fucked up. And we have to
Why did it work last week, but it doesn't work this week?
I don't know. I mean, you guys took calls?
I had no problems taking calls last week. We took
what's
like five
What's different,
calls.
Aaron? Aaron, what's different? I'm not sitting there. I don't know. I mean, every time I add these guys...
I think the only thing that was different was in Ari called in. Is that different from the last time we did it? No, I don't know, man.
No, go find the card. The card.
What was the date, though? That's what I want to find out.
I don't know what the difference is, dude. I would love to just make this work simple because it's really weird. Because if I take these calls, I put you guys on hold.
Yeah, it's totally strange. I don't know how. Is there like the plus symbol?
No, not with these calls. It's not. There should be a plus. If there was a plus, I would make it really easy. But it's not.
It's weird that doesn't have it on it, because it usually does. I mean, it does on this end. It's so weird. I don't know. I mean, I tried.
Was it Golovkin versus Proska?
Proska. No.
Rosado.
Are you, now that the Clippers are done, now that the party's come to an end, now that I'm like, now I can focus on baseball. I'm a little into the hockey. I'm into the hockey happening. I'm into the Blackhawks going right now. Even though they lost game one, they got game two tonight, but I would like to see the Blackhawks make it. Could be Blackhawks Rangers, all right? Could be me and you.
I'm not a Rangers fan.
Why?
What? Because I never grew up as a Rangers fan, I guess.
But, I mean, you're in New York. I mean, I understand you haven't grew up a Rangers fan, but...
Well, also, they beat the Caps this year in the playoffs.
But okay, stop. Everybody York, stop. Why is it all of a sudden going crazy with... It's what is going on? It's so weird. Talk, Ari.
Hi, I'm Ari Shaffir. You might know me from such web videos as The Amazing Racist. Or, well, that's about it, what you know me from. But
Tebow,
I also have two podcasts, Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank and Punch Drunk Sports, both on the All Things Comedy Network.
Tebow,
how was that? How did I do?
Yeah, you're doing great. But then it just at some point it starts.
There, I did it.
Hi, I'm Jason Tebow. You might know me from the guy that watched Ari's racist videos or listens to Ari's podcast. Is it still fucking up?
Yep.
It's still fucking up.
We should end the show.
Why did it just go to... It went full on.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know what changed.
It sounds fine to me. Does it sound fine to you, Ari?
Yeah, to me it sounds fine.
Me too.
I don't know.
It sounds fine. Let me see what I can do here. Yeah,
terrible, Sam.
So weird.
I don't know. It's weird. It sounds fine on my end.
All right, you guys just go, and I'll just listen because I have reverb. Yeah, I hear the reverb too. It's just weird on this end.
It comes and goes. I can hear it when you're talking.
Oh yeah, now it's fine on this end.
Yeah, now it's okay. Just keep talking. Let's not pay so much attention to it.
Let's get into baseball.
Yankees still. Are we still in first place? Let's check it out.
I just saw the power rankings of the entire Major League Baseball. Dodgers coming in at 4, I believe.
Dude, St. Louis is number one.
Detroit actually is.
Can we talk about
ESPN's website is terrible.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, it's garbage. You can't show the box score. When they show the scores up top, there's no option to show box score.
Their app is even worse than their fucking website.
Their app?
Yeah, it's terrible. I deleted it.
What have they done?
I just use Bleacher Report for just about everything.
God.
We should get them as a sponsor, Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't sponsor us. Maybe it's because of Ari's racism.
What?
Tripoli's blatant hate of Mexicans. Frank's hate of Jews. My love of everybody. I don't know what we're going to do with this shit.
All right.
What do you got? Are you guys getting feedback from your own mics? Because I don't hear any feedback.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the problem.
I've yet to hear feedback.
Yeah, you're the best. What do you guys keep changing that suddenly comes up?
We haven't changed anything.
Why did the Fuhrer abandon us like this?
I don't know, man. Now it sounds normal.
No, Tebow, that's an offensive signal.
Yes, that's offensive to
send
everybody.
The magic word.
Tebow, you're offending everybody, okay?
I'm offended.
You're offending the guy who can't get offended. You know that's bad.
What was it that Ari said? What word did you...
Ari, I think, and Aaron, I think everybody should be nervous that...
Every time I say it.
The Dodgers are doing so well so early because if you look at the last 2 years, they really shit the bed at the beginning of the season to the point where everybody was calling for Don Mattingly's job. And the fact that they're leading not only the division, but they have the second best record in baseball, I believe, at last I looked.
I hate when people say that.
Second best in baseball.
I hate when people say, oh, you're playing too good right now. Like, isn't that
your job? I'm not saying that.
People do say that shit.
I'm saying that we typically play like shit and come on strong at the end. This year, we're actually doing well.
Point differential, they lead the league. They're plus 58.
Dodgers.
Right. Second is the Royals. Third is St. Louis. The Yankees are down at plus 15 at like eighth or ninth.
I mean, Cubs got to be low because half of their wins have been walk-off home runs in the ninth.
Cubs are at zero.
I love it.
21-16 should probably be a lot closer to 18-18.
Well, I mean, it's only five games off, and a lot of those are, like I said, have been walk-off home runs. I mean, they win by one or they lose by three.
They're 8-8 on the road.
That's pretty good.
The Chicago Cubs are the top of their division. Yeah. Fucking believe. No, they're not.
No, St. Louis is.
St. Louis is. But I mean, they're, what are they? Two, three games out?
Three and a half.
Yep. They're up for the wild card, man. That's crazy.
Well, dude, he also got 75% of the season left, too.
Yeah. But at least, dude, usually the Cubs shit the bed right out the gate.
Well, dude, they're young. They got Madden's a great fucking skipper. They got a great farm system.
Yeah, he can push the Pelicans.
Maybe, dude. That's not a fucking bad idea. Or what about you ever think about who's that old fucking Notre Dame coach that fucking every time he talks, it sounds like his teeth are going to shoot out of his mouth?
Lou Holtz.
Dude, ESPN and ABC finally got rid of Lou Holtz. Thank God, because every fucking game, it sounded like I was watching a guy having a fucking stroke.
He
sounded
like
Daffy Duck calling. It's like, I don't even understand a fucking word he's saying.
Dude, it's that fucking Notre Dame homerism where anybody, that's why they put Notre Dame on way more than anybody wants to see them.
Yeah.
It's Notre Dame is like, they're the America's team. More than anybody, more than the Cowboys or Lakers or the Yankees.
In college, yeah.
In everything.
It's really
they're baseball. The ones that are on when they have losing records for 10 straight years and they're still the national game of the week. It's like, what is this? This team is 3-8, and why are they on?
I know. And every time they play a powerhouse, they get fucking beat. Did you guys see that Golson's going to Florida State, he just announced today?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of huge, huh?
I mean, that's pretty big because the guy that they had coming in was like a freshman last year under Jameis Winston. And the one game he played, he barely won, but he looked like shit during Winston's suspension for saying fucker right in the pussy.
Yeah.
I like how he shoplifts, no suspension. Accused of rape from a couple different women, no suspension.
Not a couple different women, one chick.
Shooting a man that we know of. Shooting a BB gun at cars and all kinds of shit, no suspension. Says jokingly in a college cafeteria, fuck her right in the pussy. Oh, whoa, whoa, we got to suspend you, bro. You can't be doing shit like that.
I think he's going to do great next season. And I think this is a big pickup. I wonder why he didn't go SEC. Like, that is the one thing Georgia is always missing is a clutch quarterback. Georgia, I don't know how Mike Rick keeps his job. You've been there 10 years and you've consistently come up short. How do you have your job still? I don't get it. I've said
Has anybody seen that video on Bleacher Report of that kid, how he announced where he was going to college? He's like the best receiver in high school. And he's from Georgia. He's from Suwanee, Georgia. And it's like, it looks like it's pretty much a Nike commercial.
Yeah.
He's got Nike. And then every ball he catches while he's talking about like his work ethic and all this, he'll set it down while he's running all these drills. So he sets Georgia down, sets Florida down, sets Alabama down. Then he catches this bomb and holds the ball up and it's USC.
Wow.
But dude, it was a badass way for him to announce where he's going to college next
year.
So
good.
I'll send it to you, Ari. We'll put it on the website. It's a really fucking badass video.
Damn, yeah, I want to see that.
Yep. And like at the end of it, he catches this huge bomb and then holds the football up and it's USC's logo. And he's like, I'm coming to LA or something like that.
I'm dying to see how good USC is this year, man. They're out from those stupid ass fucking sanctions.
For a scholarship sanctions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm dying to see how good we are.
They can be good.
I think
they could be good.
I mean, dude, I think it's gonna be. It's gonna be interesting to see if the SEC can get back on top.
You don't think they can?
I think they had a horrible, horrible bowl season. I mean, they lost tons of games.
Yeah,
they lost a lot of games. I'm gonna get murdered by everybody for this, but I think, dude, I think it's gonna be a fucking even playing field now. I think USC's gonna start lighting people up.
I agree with that.
Ari, do you have a college football team?
I guess the Terps.
You guess the Terps?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I never really rooted for college football, but you know, when I was there, I'd go to some Terps games. So it's like, sure, the Terps.
What college is the Terps?
Maryland.
Oh, okay.
He's Mexican.
That's our stat guy, by the way.
Okay, you want to think of the turtle soup. I think that's what your people would rather
Okay, around. Cool. I heard turds.
Ari, how's the weed out there? Has it been a fight still? Is the fight real?
You're struggling?
Did I tell you about how I got banned from my weed dealer?
What?
Did I tell you guys that?
No, what happened?
Okay, so I was out of LA weed because Richards came. I got some fucking starter weed in my fridge. So when people stare at my apartment, it's like, hey, this is just to get you past that first day. And then it's on you to go find some weed. But I get it. You're in a new city, so I'm trying to be a good host. There's some weed. Take a bowl.
You said this to who? Jeff Richards?
Yeah, Richards smoked all of it and left $40.
Yeah.
When was this? When was this?
When he was staying here for the SNL, whatever.
Oh, for the 40th reunion thing?
Yeah.
Or the fuck they had?
All of it left $40 and said, I took some of your weed, so I left you money. There was none left. Anyway, I came from Sacramento, so I had some, but then I ran out and I was like, fuck, now I got none because of Richards. And I hadn't done the due diligence to find a new dealer. So I just looked at my old contacts. I didn't have my old cell phone. So I looked through my iMessage. Anything that said weed or pot, I was just like, hey, are you still delivering?
That narrows it down to 2,000 messages.
Yeah. Anyway, I get a random text, like, the next day. Go, hey, delivery guy, I'll be there in 15. From a number I haven't even heard of. Not one of the numbers I reached out to. So, but I know what that means. So I'm like, yeah, I'm in. So 15 minutes comes and goes. I'm supposed to go to a movie with Sam Morrill. And I'm like, he's not there. I'm like, hey, are you close, man? Because I have to leave. I didn't tell you to come over right now. Like, I just got to go. And he goes, yeah, I'm on 11th and, what do you say? I'm 11th and 2nd, which is a 4-minute walk away, maybe 5. 12 minutes later, I was like, yeah, I can stay. 12 minutes later, I couldn't stay anymore. I was like, hey, I texted him. I got to go. I went downstairs, left, walked half out on the block, and he texted back, but I'm here. So I was like, fuck. So I turn around. He's at the front door. I was like, all right, let's do this. He goes, come on, let's go inside. And I was like, I got to go, man. I have to leave. And he goes, just go inside. I was like, fine. So we're right inside the door. He goes, can we go to your apartment or somewhere? I'm like, no, no, no. It's all the way in the back and upstairs. Like, movie starts.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, do you have an elevator? I'm like, no, we just rounded the corner, went by the steps. He's like, how much do you want, 50 or 100? I'm like, 50. Do you have anything good, sativa? He's like, do you want 50 or 100? I'm like, oh, jeez.
Bad 50. Customer service.
Oh, terrible, bro.
Anyway, and I'm like, I realize he's angry, so I'm like, hi, I'm Ari. What's her name? And he's like, this is shady, man. This is fucking shady shit.
You're the drug dealer, fuckface.
And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know where you're from. I'm like, I'm from Los Angeles. And he goes, this is fucking shady, man. I don't know you. I'm like, all right, well, I don't even know who called you. I mean, you were very late. You said you'd be here in 15 minutes, and it's 30 minutes. I don't know what to tell you, but I don't even know who called you. And then he's like, fuck, here. And then we start leaving. And he's like, I'll never deliver to you again. Just so you know, I'll never deliver. And I was like, okay, I guess. Bye. Bye. And fucking bolts out the other way. I felt really bad about it for a while.
Why?
For like a full day. I felt worse than I did with that Damien chip. I was like, oh. But then I realized, like, it's just some drug dealer I've never met before, right?
So did he have both? Did you find a new one?
Was the weed good at least?
Did he have both of his arms?
It was fine. It was sativa. I mean, it was indica. He went to sleep too much. Yeah, he had both his arms. It was, just, but also, like, if you're so shady, why are you selling it to me? You should just be like, nah, I don't have anything, and walk out.
Yeah, he was still on board. You know, he still wanted to make that money.
Yeah, like, you let him sell it. Yeah, you're on the hook, motherfucker. I've already got evidence on you.
I like how a weed dealer comes into your place, wants to go into some elevator, and then calls you shady. It's like, you're the drug dealer. You're the one texting me. You're the one charging me money for drugs. You're the one that wants to go into the back of an elevator, and I'm the shady one?
Yeah, he's like, hey, this isn't really kosher.
Yeah. So that's what happened. I got cut off from my drug dealer.
So you got a new one.
Well, I'm down to one day's weed pretty much today, but I got some coming tomorrow.
If I can ask, how fast do you burn through weed?
Do I what?
Burn through weed, like an eighth a day or what?
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, maybe a gram a day. It depends if I'm like entertaining other people, if I roll a couple joints. What's a joint? A joint's about a gram.
Yeah.
What is New York City's weed situation? Is it really?
They all think it's good, but they also think that women are hot. It's like, wrong. You're wrong.
They also think 50 degrees is warm.
Yeah, it's like, that's all that. Relative to what you're used to.
No, but I mean, like, is it legal? Is it almost legal? Is it going
to
be legal?
It's a ticket up to an ounce. They give you a $50 ticket. But the cops, that just became that legal, so the cops, it's possible they can still fuck with you for like 6-7 hours and then give you the $50 ticket.
Unbelievable.
They did that to Mac Lindsay. Mac Lindsay bought a gram, and they fucking arrest, put him in a paddy wagon. Excuse me, Irish people. I know Tebow loves that. Put him in a paddy wagon for like 4 hours, took him down, processed him in like 2 more hours, then released him with a $50 ticket. And it's like, he was like, why did they have to do all that to me? And it's like, because Mac, neck tattoos.
Yeah, everything about Mac Lindsay.
Does Mac Lindsay live out there now?
I think so. He's been running marathons.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, he's supposed to be clean again, which is nice.
Yeah.
Ari, did you see the new thing that the Nevada Athletic Commission's trying to do?
Let's talk about that.
Ban people for life, like for your second, like, offense?
3 years. 3 years a ban, which is pretty much a career ender. You can't go 3 years without
for
fighting.
For weed, though. It is unbelievable.
For weed? I thought,
it was just performance
enhancing. No. Steroids. Look it up. Look at drug testing.
I thought it was only for steroids, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'll just look it up myself.
If it's for weed, then it's a fucking travesty, and all they're going to do is get a shitload of people to not start training MMA with the intention of going pro.
Yeah, Nevada
You know, it's so weird how some sports just bust you and bust you and bust the NFL, MMA, a lot of these. When's the last time you heard of a baseball player getting busted for weed?
Yeah, you know, I dude, it's
can
so
you
weird.
Can you think of one? Can you think of one? Oh, even NBA is pretty uncommon.
What do you got, Stat Boy?
The tier one sedatives. Yep, it counts as sleep aids, muscle relaxers, marijuana. Let's see what else.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that they would put that in with steroids.
Wow,
it's just fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I strongly disagree with that. I strongly disagree with that.
First, second, and third offense, and they're increasing the punishment severity and banned substances. So it's like the second one and the third one are going to be the worst from what they're saying. They haven't said how long the ban is.
That should just be steroids. That's harsh for steroids, but that should just be steroids.
I totally agree with Ari.
First offense.
Recreational drug use is like, guys, what the fuck does that have to do with your sport? Keep it on the field.
First offense.
Keep all the shit on the field.
First offense, 18-month suspension.
Doesn't matter what you do, if you go to church or if you kill babies.
Wow. Second offense is 24 months, fine of 40 to 50% of the fighter's purse. Third offense is 36 months. The fine is 60 to 75% of the purse. Third offense is 36-month suspension and a 60% to 75% fine of the fighter's purse.
I do like if you're on roids to give up that much of your purse because the other guy had to fight some dude on roids. It's not just you should vacate your win. Now they're calling them losses too. If you went on, instead of calling them no contest, which means Nick Diaz would have beaten Anderson Silva.
No, that's just tier one. That's only for sedatives, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and cannabis. Performance enhancing drugs is tier four. First offense, 36-month suspension off the bat.
3 years, you're done. You're done in fighting. Unless you're 19, you're done in fighting after that.
Yeah, man.
So go ahead.
Five tiers. That's insane.
So is it different for steroids and weed?
Yes. Steroids
is still
way
too harsh for weed.
Yeah, way too harsh. I mean, dude, in 10 years, it's going to be a totally different world. Most states will have legalized it, so it will be no different than if you drink.
Yeah, it's like a month and a half ban for first offense.
It's ridiculous. At this, I mean, where's common fucking sense?
Wow.
Fourth offense, lifetime ban 100%. Of the fighter's purse for tier one. That includes cannabis. If it's like four times.
Fourth time for weed, you can get banned for life.
Yep, 100% of your purse.
Unbelievable. Offensive.
Really stupid. Now, is that just the state of Nevada? So you just can't fight in Vegas, essentially. Is that all that means?
Looks like.
Oh, right.
So you could fight anywhere else. You just couldn't fight in Vegas.
Well,
that only hurts Vegas.
No. All the different commissions recognize each other's sanctions and suspensions.
So
then why was it like some people like Belfort could fight in Brazil, but he couldn't fight in Vegas before?
Well, because they're supposed to recognize each other. Brazil, because he's a big star in Brazil, that's why.
Or is it just an
American? No, they don't test for roids in Brazil, so NSAC doesn't have a commission of that. That's why Belfort always wanted to fight in Brazil.
I bet.
By the way,
Nevada, the state of Nevada, has a medical marijuana program.
Yeah, it's so
weird. So what you're
saying
is legal patients of a legal drug will be thrown out of their sport.
Right. Stupid.
It's unbelievable.
Stupid.
It's like, where's common sense?
It's beyond stupid. It should be illegal. You can't tell somebody they can't do this legal medical procedure or you'll lose your job.
Yeah.
To me, that should be illegal.
I totally agree.
You should not be able to stop someone from getting...
And Nevada, of all places, prostitution, legal. Weed, legal. Gambling, legal. Pretty much drinking and driving, legal in Vegas.
Nah.
Everything's legal.
Just stay off the strip.
Exactly. But you can't be a professional fighter and smoke a little pot.
It's just old people hold on to shit.
Oh,
but
yeah,
if you do, but if you do smoke pot, please buy it in Vegas. We want your money for buying pot. You can buy it here, but you can't be a professional athlete.
It's just weird because, you know, you see all these stories now that they legalize marijuana, and it's like, guy smokes weed, fucking puts a drill in his eyeball. And you're like, that's not what happened there. But they don't care because all that's about is that old people watch the news, and they're just trying to scare them. So that, because they're the only ones who vote. So when they go to, should we totally legalize marijuana? Uh-uh. This guy fucking drilled his head with a fucking drill.
And they're also the only ones that watch commercialized news.
Yep.
I saw Fox do a special report on cannabis. Well, I shouldn't see it. I heard it on the radio. They were like, tonight at 8, cannabis. And then I was just like, ah.
Cannabis or cannibal? If you get high, will you eat your friend? Next on Fox.
If my friend was like a chocolate bunny, maybe.
I'd eat the shit out of
it. It's just weird, dude. It's just like, I want to start a movement to everybody to get their girlfriends to stop watching the news. If we all got our female counterparts and friends, lovers, whatever, to stop watching the news, we would be able to live in such a happier place.
We don't need the news now with all the live, like, social media and stuff. The point is, like, everyone's just reporting on social media.
No, but it's not like that at all. There's so much information, but people don't want to get it.
No.
Don't want to go out and find it. They just want the simplest way to find it.
I saw a thing, researchers show that doctors and scientists, when they discover new information that proves that they were wrong, you know, like, not them, but like general theories. You know how they used to say, I don't know, this is good for you, like margarine, and they found it's actually bad for you because of the oil. Even when they find out things are, the research is different than they knew, they will still promote the old research.
Yes, 100%. There was a study.
And these are like scientists and doctors.
In Germany, there was a study, they cured cancer. They cut its funding.
Why?
Because the truth is, it's like there's so much money in cancer treatments that they don't want to fucking cure it. I'm telling you right now, dude, every time anybody who has more than two kids, you make it harder and harder to cure cancer. It's just the truth, dude. There's too many people. They're trying to thin the herd. I just lost somebody to cancer. I know it's a brutal take on it, but it's just the truth. It's just like when you have more than two kids, when you and your spouse replace yourself by more, it makes it harder for them to want to fucking put out the cure.
Plus, those German krauts are very untrustworthy.
Yeah.
Not so bad. That wasn't so bad.
That wasn't so bad.
You can tee off on the Germans.
Are you losing
dude?
Your steam?
Little standards.
Yeah. Guys, end of the show. What do we guys think? What's going on? Feedback. What should be the title of this show, everybody?
There's something earlier that was funny.
Feedback?
Feedback's good.
Feedback's good. What will entice people to listen?
Nigger feedback?
No, don't say that. Uncalled for.
Not Teeb. For the record, that was not Teeb. I was only thinking that. I did not say that.
Oh, God.
Whites, skins versus shirts?
Oh, shirts versus skins. I mean, everyone forgot to mention how Frank and Sam are not wearing shirts, but me and Ari are wearing tuxedos.
Yeah.
Getting blocked by your drug dealer? Should we talk? I think that should be it. And then you got to go all the way deep into the episode to hear the story.
Red State. We could call it Red State.
Red State Teep.
We could call it... something about the Clippers.
Is Ari froze or is he just fucking zoning out?
No, that's just Ari, get off of your phone. He's
playing with his dick.
He just said
we can see it. We can see it in the reflection of his glasses.
He's totally beating off. No, get off your phone, Ari. Ari's just on his phone. He's just texting drug dealers and whores. Whores and drug dealers and trannies. Oh, my.
When are you coming back, Ari?
So you can fart in January his funnel. Or late September.
So is it
December?
Are we not going to get a fart funnel until September?
Earliest is going to be September, yeah.
Has your show been renewed, Ari?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm excited not to do it again. That'll be great, dude. That'll be really exciting not to do your show again. I have a great drug story.
Sam, we're already going to get into a fight about somebody. I already know this. I can feel it coming with one guy I want to get on there. And they're like, no, I don't know about that. And it's like, oh, it's these fucking battles you got to fight. Instead of just going, would you please just let me put the person in?
How many seasons till you can start booking it?
We were thinking about this last week. We were saying 4 more seasons. If it's really successful, he can go to bat for me and you. And then they're going to turn us down. And then the next season, we're on the maybe list. But that's when they get canceled.
I have some great drug stories, dude. I want you to hear this guy's story that I want to send to you. This guy named David Deary. He tells this great story about being on acid that you fucking love, dude. I'll send you. It's a link to this podcast I do now, so I think you'd love it. But I have this bit about Silver Robot guy trying to suck my dick while we smoke crack.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Have you not heard that story?
No, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a true story. All right, guys. Well, great show.
Have you guys seen Mad Max?
Yes, I have. It's fantastic.
Is it good?
Is it really good?
I'm like, great.
92 out of 100.
It looks totally bad to me.
No, it's fantastic.
Non-stop action.
Yeah, and it's great. Hey, Ari, I got in an argument with someone about, they were like, oh, this movie was terrible, and they missed the movie completely.
What?
No, they just didn't get it. They completely missed everything about the movie.
Can you admit that, can you say she's like a 23-year-old chick?
Oh, yeah, man.
That doesn't get it?
She just didn't get
good
cinema.
Let me ask you dumb fucks this about the movie.
Hey, watch Dumb Fuck, bro. You're going to offend the dumb fucks out there.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings there, Sam. What if you watch the movie, but you're not completely stoned out of your mind? Because I understand that's the
break.
Yeah.
I was on my way home. I passed the movie theater. It was playing in 10 minutes. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I went in.
Okay,
got a small bag of popcorn, and that's
I'll
it.
Check
Dude,
it
there
out.
Wasn't
I'll
a lot of the cool thing was, if you notice, there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
No action,
perfect
yeah,
for
all
an idiot
action,
like me.
Dude. And some of the shots are just fucking flawless.
I mean,
it's
they
like,
set up the
shit.
World in about 10 minutes, and then the ending, you know, like we're done now, was in about another 5 minutes, and then the rest was action.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Think she's super hot.
Dude,
she's
so.
Oh
gross.
Yeah, she's always been super hot.
She's been in my top five forever.
She's banging Sean Penn, dude.
Oh yeah, she is.
Do you think it just looks like they mean mug each other while they fuck the whole time? They
yeah, there's no smiles in that sex.
If I was fucking her, I would just cry the whole time.
Tears of joy or sadness?
Just both. I'd be happy for me and sad for her.
Now, Ari, was it true that you like to get pegged in the ass? I feel like we talked about this before. You do like a pegging in the ass.
Yes.
You like a girl to put a strap on and bang you in the ass.
Anal play.
Yeah, he told me that before. He sent me a letter all about it.
I said, I love it. What do you mean I sent you a letter?
Write a letter and send in the mail? That's so funny, dude. That's so fucking
funny. Want to admit stuff.
You're the letter writer.
Type of writing.
You're the letter writer, faggot.
Did he give it to a crow and the crow flew across?
Yeah. A bird landed on my windowsill and I was like, wow, you seem to have some sort of letter. And I open it up. It's like, dear Teeb, I hope this letter finds you well.
All right, guys.
Well, winters have been harsh, but not as harsh as a nice pegging in my ass.
Well, guys, great episode. I missed you guys. Good to talk to you guys again. Ari, I'm glad things are going well for you. Congrats on another season. And, man, everything's great. Anything you guys want to say going out?
One more time. Anybody, because it won't air before the next one, if you want to come anywhere in Chicago, hit me up and watch the UFC Saturday. I'm going to be somewhere on the north side, and Monday, 1 o'clock game. Anybody wants to meet up with the team for Cubs Nationals?
Midwest meetup, Midwest Punch Drunk meetup. Let's do it. Sporting events.
Cubs Nationals tickets are still available, so let me know if anybody wants to come to the game.
Find a place to fucking meet in the third inning or something.
There you go.
This episode, Red State Teeb, is that what we're going with? Red State Teeb?
Yeah, Red State Teeb.
Whatever you want, whatever you kikes and spicks want to call
hey,
it.
Hey, come on, man.
Someone say my name.
I'm a faggot Teeb.
All right.
I got three episodes called that.
I just want to tell you, you're out there and we have not offended you. Our apology. Please write us so we know what groups to go off on.
Get to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Punch! Drunk! Sports.
Suck it.